Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobile, place confinement, wherever you might be, to let you know of the power of God, that Jesus loves you so much that he gave his life for you, that you can escape a everlasting punishment in eternity in hellfire. But you can be saved, praise God, going to heaven, praise the Lord. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that behind prison bars. We have some beautiful services in them jails and prisons that we visited. And we're here on radio to spread the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. We understand the coronavirus has really changed our world, our nation. The jails and prisons closed down March of 2020. But we're still on radio preaching the gospel like we always do. And during the month of February 2021, we're going to have a powerful message here on the broadcast entitled, Do You Love God? We're going to talk about love during the month of February. So we would like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for this exciting message. And tell your neighbor, those you in the free world, tune into today's broadcast for this exciting message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for a miracle. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. It's time like never before to love the Lord, to serve the Lord. We live in a world where there's so much corruption, so much violence. You hear the news, how that people are doing so much evil, how that young people are being murdered. Amen. Old people are being murdered. Middle-aged people are being murdered. Young people disappearing without a trace. You heard talk of so much violence out here. Robbing, stealing, so much evil. But I want to know, do you love God? God is love. We need to have the love of God in our heart so that we can love one another. Treat people the way we want to be treated. Praise God. So much mistreatment going on. Racism. People disrespecting others. Amen. Praise God. But people need the love of God, where you treat people right. I love Jesus. Praise God. I love to treat people the way I want to be treated. Talk to people the way I want you to talk to me. I don't, treat people like I am above them. But I treat people like they are human, because we all are humans. We need to treat people right and love one another. Praise God. We're going to stress that during the month of February, because we need to love one another. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you love one another, that's one step toward God. Amen. Because God is love. Praise God. The Bible declares, St. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God loved us so much that he sent his Son to be able to deliver us from the trap of sin and get us so that we can go to heaven to live with him up in glory. Don't that sound good? Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, Jesus loved us so much to give his life so that we can receive it on the inside, so that we can have this joy in our soul and peace in our mind. Praise God. Glory to God. Do you love God that you will give up the world and accept Jesus as your personal Savior? Praise God. That's good for introduction, Missionary Velvet. The gospel according to St. John 14:23. What did Jesus say?
Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him.
Now Jesus said, if a man love me, he will keep my word. That's the Bible. I believe what that Bible said. If you love Jesus, if you love God, like so many people said they love God, if you love God, you will keep his commandments. If people cannot obey his commandments, how can you love God? Doing like you want to do. We live in a day and time where people are living their life like Burger King. Like Burger King appetite, have it your way. They're doing their thing. They want God to follow them. But I got news to let you know. You cannot do it your way. This is not Burger King over here. You can't have it your way. But you got to do it God's way. You got to deny yourself. Give up the world and come to Jesus. Praise God. You can't serve Jesus in your sin, but you got to give up sin and come to Jesus. Praise God. Because Jesus come to deliver us from sin. Amen. So he can live a changed life. Praise God. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And me and my Father will come on the inside and live on the inside. That means Jesus will take a seat in your soul. Sanctify you holy. Breathe in your soul. Put joy in there. Put peace and love in your heart. And the Holy Ghost will baptize you, seal you up from the crown of your head to your fingertip, down to your toes. Amen. Won't be no room for the devil and none of his works. Glory to God. Because you're full with God. That ought to make you want to shout and say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. If a man love me, God will come in there because you keep his commandments. Praise God. Amen. I believe in keeping God's commandments. I believe in living right. Amen. I'm not like some of these people want to enjoy sin and say God is a forgiving God. Amen. And then abuse the grace of God. Playing games. Amen. You're going to die and go to hell living an old shabby life. Praise God. But I love Jesus. When you love the Lord, you will resist the devil. And tell that devil where I have been. I ain't going to be no more. Because the Lord saved me. The Lord delivered me. The Lord set me free. And I got victory over sin. Victory over the devil. Praise God. Got Satan under my feet. And I feel like traveling. Because I got my traveling shoes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Amen. Do you love God? Amen. Too many Christians are abusing God's love, God's grace. You got preachers, amen, abusing God's grace, amen, encouraging people to sin and saying you save, amen, saying God is a forgiving God. Amen. Encouraging people to commit adultery, fornication, saying you're saved. Amen. And amen. Saying that Jesus will cover you in your sin. Praise God. And God see Jesus and don't see you, lying devil. Glory to God. Amen. Leading people, luring people to hell, living a life of sin. I want to let you know God looks at your heart. He sees what you got in your heart. If you're sinning, the devil is in your heart. Amen. You can't be sinning and then expect Jesus to cover you up. Amen. Adam hid in the garden, and God saw him. Amen. How in the world, amen, you going to run around here, commit sin, and want Jesus to hide you from the Father, and all the Father sees is Jesus and don't see you, lying devil? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Don't be fooled by these false prophets preaching all these messages, fooling the people, leading crowds of people to hell. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. But Jesus come to deliver you, set you free from the bondage of sin. Praise God. And take sin out of you. Amen. Take sin out of you. So you can live right. Glory to God. Amen. So you can do right. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jesus wants you to change. He wants you to change. The Bible declares, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, you women too, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things, your sinful habits, your lying spirit, that fornication spirit, whatever you did in sin is old. All things pass away. And behold, that word all, not some things, but all things become new. To let you know, when Jesus moves in, the devil is cast out. Praise God. And people, we need to understand and know that. Glory to God. Don't believe those lies from false prophets telling you, amen, you can sin and God will forgive you. But the Lord wants you to come out of the darkness. Amen. Come out of the Egypt. Come all the way out. Glory to God. Be free. You hear me? Praise God. Amen. You can't serve God in Egypt. You can't serve God in sin. Praise God. And expect Jesus to hide you in your sin. Praise God. And God looks and don't see you, see Jesus. Lying devil. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Folks, you need to be saved. Glory to God. And get Jesus. And when Jesus come in, he'll give you a changed life. You'll be changed. Changed by the power of God. Amen. Now, I know I'm preaching like thunder and lightning here on the broadcast, because the Lord does carry me up higher up in heaven. Praise God. Amen. Sir Velvet, Missionary Velvet, praise God. You got a spiritual song you like to sing to the audience here on the Heaven Bound Train broadcast. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because it's time to love God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise him, praise him, praise him. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. I say we can do nothing without him. His love and mercy is so great toward us. And I say I praise God for that. I said the Lord gave me this song a few months back and said, what is love? Tell me what is love. And I'm going to try to sing this. Listen to the words of the song. Tell me, what is love? What is love? What is love? Love is a gift in action, giving of oneself to another, Tell me, what is love? What is love? God showed his love when he gave his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ selfishly sacrificed his life for the whole wide world. This is love. This is love. Tell me, what is love? What is love? Love is a gift in action, giving of oneself to another. It is you and I. We can humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, giving our whole mind, body, spirit, and soul to him, obeying his statutes and commandments. This is love. This is love. Tell me, what is love? What is love? It is a gift in action, giving of oneself to another. Tell me, what is love? What is love? It is God keeping his promise to never leave us or forsake us, to deliver us out of all of our troubles, to supply our every need. This is love. This is love. Hallelujah. Tell me, what is love? What is love? Love is a gift in action, giving of oneself to another. Tell me, what is love? What is love? Jesus Christ shed his blood, breathe on us, so we will not have the appetite or desire to do wrong, giving us great peace, love, and joy. This is love. This is love. So tell me, what is love? What is love? Love is a gift in action, giving of oneself to another. Tell me, what is love? What is love? It is you and I reading our Bible to apply God's word to our heart, so we will not sin against him. Praying and fasting, so we'll be able to stand, be able to endure our journey in our walk with the Lord. This is love. This is love. So tell me, what is love? What is love? Love, hallelujah, hallelujah. Love is a gift in action, giving of oneself to another. Tell me, what is love? What is love? It is a gift in action, giving of oneself to another. This is love. This is love. Hallelujah. This is love. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Love. This is love. Jesus Hallelujah. Gave his life so that we can be free yes, from Lord. The bondage of sin. Hallelujah. The Lord gave his life so that we can be completely delivered from the bondage of sin.
Amen, amen.
Jesus didn't come to save you in your sin, but he come to save from sin. Praise God. Take sin out of you. Praise the Lord. So you won't have anything to sin with.
Amen, amen,
amen. Praise the Lord. Glory. So you can be saved.
Amen,
praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The gospel according to St. John 15 and 10. Missionary Velvet, what did the Bible say?
So if you keep my commandments, you should abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love.
Now Jesus said, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, even as I kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. That's why I preach it. Live right. You got to live right.
Amen, amen, amen.
Them saints used to sing a song, Missionary Velvet, if you live right, heaven belongs to you. I'm going to live right. Glory to God. Amen. Lord, save me. Yes, he did. Amen. Sanctify me. Wash me in the blood. Glory to God. Gave me joy in my soul. Peace in my mind. Praise God. I'm telling you, made my life brand new. Amen. I'm telling you, the Lord saved me when I was 13 years old. He sanctified me when I was 13. Breathe in my soul. Put joy in there. Put peace and love in my heart. Baptize me. Fill me up. Run me over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost while I was 14 years old. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because I got saved so young, I have a testimony. Never tasted alcohol. Praise God. Never been to the clubs. Never smoked a plant. Praise God. I know the world is getting so wicked. They're trying to legalize marijuana. I don't care what they do, but I don't want it. Praise God. It can be free, and I still don't want it because I'm satisfied with Jesus. Praise God. Amen. I don't need to smoke no weed. Glory to God. Because I'm satisfied with Jesus. Praise God. Amen. The Lord saved me. If it meant for you to smoke tobacco, if it meant for you to smoke, then God will put a chimney over your head. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't need to smoke no peace pipe. Glory to God. Because I already got peace. I got Jesus in my sanctified soul. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. No girl can point their finger at me that I, amen, use them. Praise God. I kept myself clean, a virgin, clean. Amen. But when the Lord save you, you will keep his commandments. I know you got some people out there that are condemned. They want to add to the scripture. Glory to God. Amen. And want to condemn you like they try to condemn Jesus. Praise God. But I want to let you know you got to live right in order to go to heaven. Praise God. If you get rid of sin, you will live right. You ain't got to be like a hypocrite trying to condemn the saints of God. Like the hypocrites trying to condemn Jesus. The Sadducees, the scribes, and the Pharisees. How they try to condemn Jesus. Because they were guilty themselves. Praise God. On their way to hell. Praise God. I want to let you know, when the Lord save you, you will live right. You hear me? Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Everybody ain't a hypocrite. Amen. God got somebody that living right. Praise God. Amen. Ain't no child molester in God's pulpit. It may be in the devil's pulpit, but it sure ain't not in God's pulpit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Folk need to come out them, amen, churches, amen, where the people are holding up sin. The preacher is holding up sin. Amen. I'm telling you the truth. You can't go to heaven in your sin. Praise God. I'm telling you, glory to God, you got to get rid of sin. Amen. And serve the Lord so you'll be ready to go back with Jesus when he comes. Because that same Bible declares in St. Matthew 5:8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Amen. No child molester going to heaven. I'm telling you, glory to God, you got to get rid of sin. Praise the Lord. Let the Lord clean you up, praise our God, so you'll make it into the kingdom. Hallelujah, glory to God. And people need to understand and know that. I don't care you put a clergy collar on. A clergy collar or a robe don't make you saved. Amen. Folk got the robes on covering up their sin. Amen. They don't make you saved. It takes the blood of Jesus to make to save you. Hallelujah, glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, folk need the blood to wash them and clean them up so they can be free. So you can live right. Glory to God. Amen. You see, I'm a full gospel preacher. Amen. I preach, amen, repentance. I preach, amen, the blood. Get washed in the blood. Get sanctified holy. I preach water baptism. Amen. And I preach the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because I believe in all this word. Not just part of it, but all of it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, we're going to continue on another broadcast, Missionary Velvet. Glory to God. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Praise God. Because I'm telling you, amen, it's time for Holy Ghost fire. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this powerful word. Lord, look on the people in mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I live right. Blow their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, breathe in their soul. Sanctify them holy. Put that joy in them. Put that peace and love in the heart. Lord, I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up, run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. Lord, deliver, set people free. Immunize the saints of God from the coronavirus. In the name of Jesus, protect them, Lord, from the coronavirus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Lord, deliver them and save them. And deliver them and set them free. Make their future brighter than their past. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up. Say thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him. Praise him. Praise the Lord is so wonderful. The Bible says, yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. He loved each and every one of us and wanted the best for us. You believe that word and pray the homes that pray? The Lord has set you free. He has been giving you of your wrongdoing and put it in the sea of forgiveness. So keep on thanking and keep on praising God and write and tell us about it. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you. But Jesus loves you even more. He has a plan for you to prosper. And you are not by yourself and you have not been forgotten. Those in the free will, thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. Remember that God loves with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, hallelujah, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Valerie and myself. Soon as we get the green light, we'll be going back doing what God called us to do, to minister to those that's behind prison bars. Praise God. So we're going to see what goes on during the year of 2021. The vaccine is out. Praise God. We're going to see how things progress. But right now, we're going to continue like we always do, preaching the gospel here on radio. Praise the Lord. Those in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website. Glory to God. I'm telling you, and those of you that's incarcerated, write our ministry. Praise God. We'd be glad to receive your letters, especially during this time of the coronavirus. Praise God. Today's broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that
if Jesus come
for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train. This train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.
This train.